Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
And welcome back, and happy hump day. I guess today is Wednesday, and I'm not sure the last time you heard that. It's been a while, and just came to me as we were sitting here getting ready to start. Hey, I want to get into some marketing today, but before I do that, I actually want to get into two topics that have come up regarding the Bill of Rights. And so one of those things that I wanted to kind of touch on so that you understand why we're going down this path, because we can clearly see the threat of what is happening and private property and so forth. Got to understand, states are sovereign. States have full control over their land. There is no land within a state boundary that the federal government can possess or own unless the states sell that to them, but the federal government can't possess it unless it's within the enumerated power. So in other words, if the federal government gave a state X amount of dollars for a park, to say we're taking this land for a park, well, they gave that money up, and come to find out, they can't hold up land for a park. They have no constitutional standing to do so. So what does that mean? Well, what that means is that they can't have that land because it's not within the Constitution. Technically, the state should probably, and I don't know the legalities of whether a state, if the federal government gives them money for something and the state, and come to find out the federal government can't hold that, well, do you pay the federal government back? Or is that one of those things, well, come to find out, you know, you shouldn't have been able to do that. I don't know. I think it would be immoral to keep the money, but I believe that there's no obligation to pay that money back. The federal government in good faith thinks that they can do that. And then when the state realizes that they can't, and say, well, you can't occupy that land. You can't use that land for that purpose. So in essence, I think the money should be paid back. Now, one of the things that we came forward with, we talked about as far as property rights, is farmland. We know that there are a lot of foreign nations coming in and purchasing corporations and purchasing American property assets and so forth. Now, when we look at today and our national resources and how valuable they are, not valuable in monetary sense, but strategic sense, can the federal government violate their responsibility in protecting the strategic interests of America by allowing Chinese communist parties and those types of things to come into America, or any foreign nation to come into America and buy up companies, buy up land and so forth? Now, we know Bill Gates is buying up land. I truly believe that states need to start, you know, coming out with a tax scheme to go after any landowners that are not U.S. citizens, you know, with a very aggressive tax. And if they are a non-citizen, like Bill Gates, doesn't live on that land, he owns it, but he doesn't live there, and whatever company he has, the states need to come up with a mechanism of taxing land that has been earmarked for production of agricultural land. And so if Bill Gates wants to occupy that land, but he does not want to raise sheep, he doesn't want to raise cattle, he doesn't want to, you know, do anything that land had been used for, he just wants to let it rot, then the state should actually start charging him taxes on the expected revenue. The states should not have to starve because some individual comes along and says, I'm going to buy this so that you don't get paid anything other than, you know, the zero value of the property. So we're at war here. There's ideologues that are buying land and they're trying to hurt the citizens of the United States, especially of these sovereign states, by going after them and taking away their revenue, taking away your resources and land. And so this is why I highly recommend, after Republic Review and or even before states really start looking at convening constitutional conventions to lay it out that foreign assets, foreign nations, foreign individuals, and non-residents, you know, have very limited access to truly owning that land. They'll be able to lease the land, but all leases will have to be, the stewards of those lands will have to be the states. Because who's sovereign? It should be the state that is sovereign over all of its land. Unless you, as a resident, as a citizen, own that land, you own it for a business, you have to be there to actually be the owner of the land. It's one thing for a small piece of land for a franchise, such as, you know, Walmart. Walmart does not have to be there, but they do set up a store. Nobody just buys land to let it rot unless they are being nefarious and deliberate in trying to undermine the people as well as our government. So we have to start looking at these types of things as hostilities. We have to look at, you know, what these people are doing is they're really trying to hurt Americans and these sovereign states from maintaining their solvency and actually maintaining the assets and resources that are necessary so that we can start building, you know, the necessary reserves and so forth. Because I've said this before, this also has to be a part of this, that states need to start building up their own silage and their own food storage and their own reserves and everything like that. So bottom line, as we're moving forward, we really need to be able to hold the, you know, all of these people accountable and keep everybody constrained within the constitutional framework. So with that, we're going to get into some marketing, and we also, I need to do one more add-on I put into this. So banks are beginning to start having, or the federal government is going down this path of having to get banks into reporting. So as far as your intellectual property, your business, what you do, the federal government has no business in regulating banks and telling banks that they have to report on you. As a matter of fact, they should not, I can't even fathom why they have this law that you cannot possess all your money. If you don't want to put it in a secure place, that's on you. If you want to have your millions of dollars underneath your bed, that's on you. But to make it a law that says you can't carry your money with you, and if you walk through an airport with all of your money, then they can arrest you and take your money from you. Are you kidding? This is America. You have rights. That is your property. They can't tell you how they can limit your property. They can't tell you what you can do, what you can't do regarding your property like that. Now, they may be trying to tell you, well, we advise against it. But when they start arresting you and actually charging you with crimes, with money laundering, trafficking, or anything like that. And I had a friend of mine that had, I don't know, it was maybe $1,000, $2,000 in his pocket as he flew to Hawaii. And they confiscated the money and said, we believe you were coming here to buy drugs. And basically, he was guilty. They took his property and he never got that back. And he was absolutely floored and still upset to this day. And I completely understand. So these two things kind of came to me from some friends in Wyoming that said, you may want to take a look at this and add this to the Bill of Rights. So there we go. We've got a couple of things that we're adding. So if you've got something more that we need to add to the Bill of Rights for the 2022 campaign, you let us know, and we will get those things in there, and we will make this an ironclad argument of what has to be done and why we need to do these things moving forward. Now, let's get some obligatories done. Republic Review is also sponsoring this show. So republicreview.org is another sponsor. You are listening to the only show that gives you the academic argument as well as the academic evidence-based solution. A couple of companies that advertise or actually plug that we do not get any money. And I want to be really clear here. I'm not getting paid anything to doing any of this. This has been a drain on me, my family, our finances. but we believe that people need to understand what the solution is. And if nobody can refute Republic Review, if nobody has an argument against Republic Review, then as far as we're concerned, then you've got a tough road to hoe to prove us wrong. But if you can prove us wrong, then you know what? We'll stop. We'll try to recoup our losses, what have you. But with that, we also want to plug these companies that we believe are good, solid, patriotic companies. Timber Nation, timbernation.com. Radio Dust Covers at radiodustcovers.com. And Ad Local. It's adlocal.com. Now, Red Pill Expo is just around the corner. Are you going? Are you getting your state legislatures to go? I could send emails, but I'm telling you, these guys have really started, a lot of them have just started tuning this out. And what you need to do, because we do have some state legislatures that we're engaged with, and we're letting them all know, but I'm here to tell you that they need to know this, and they need to hear it from you. Send them a note, call them up and say they need to go to Red Pill Expo. The charges or engagements or tickets to get in are free for state legislators. Let them know that they don't have to pay the door charge. All they have to do is pay for the meal fees or what have you, for their VIP access, whatever. In other words, it's a huge savings for them, or they can get the streaming for free. Anyway, we will be back after these two promos. Thank you so much.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with Republic Review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as Republic Review. Please read my argument for Republic Review as well as my description of the Republic Review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how Republic Review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, with that and with your comments, we're going to go ahead and move forward. Today's a marketing day, so what we want to do is just kind of go through some stories from Need to Know News and, you know, let you kind of see what's really going on. I had a conversation before I get into that. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who he follows the, and I don't want to say it's not like a news feed of conspiracy news or anything like that, but he does follow Conservative Treehouse and a lot of, you know, pretty decent reporting on what the heck's going on, what the truth is and so forth. And based on his analysis, and actually based on the way I see things, there are going to be a lot of... He basically says that this one person that he watched was predicting that in the next year, because of the COVID viruses, basically 1 point some odd billion people are estimated to die. And out of the United States, that'll be about 60 million. That's what this guy is saying. Because these COVID vaccinations are not only affecting those who've been vaccinated, but they're also affecting those who haven't been vaccinated. So in other words, instead of delivering, instead of, you know, the Wuhan virus escaping and getting out there and then just running rickshaw through the landscape until the herd immunity occurs and it goes away, it seems like, and the way it's being presented, that these vaccines are something that is producing variants. It's almost like the gain of function is within these things, within these vaccinations. That being what it is, you know, his perspective and his, you know, his look at things is he says it's going to get bad. It's going to get bad really quick, and it's going to be ugly for a while. Now, biblically speaking, we understand that there's supposed to be a lot of deaths and so forth. But if you start looking at, you know, has Israel had its 3.5 years of peace? There's a lot of people that, you know, believe in all of these different things, but I just refer you to go to the Bible. Go read some of the scriptures, Isaiah, Revelations, and so forth, and go figure out for yourself what's happening and what's going on, because there's a lot of information out there, and a lot of it seems very, very credible. So what do you do? Well, if you really want to know, because first off, one thing you will never know is the day and time, and you know when Christ comes, about the end and all of that. That just will never be revealed. But you can have an understanding on where we are, where we're going, and what it takes. The only reason I'm still on the air is because I know I am confident. This isn't based on faith alone. I am confident that we still have time to actually get the United States out from underneath the grasp of the globalists. Bill Gates and all of these people, regardless of how much money they have, that is it, because that's all they have is money. They don't have the pull that the states have. They can't own the states. The states aren't for sale. Why? Because you own your own state. You can take control. What we have given you by using petitions and demanding full accountability and demanding that we start getting politicians that will take their oath seriously and remove all politicians who are violating their oath. We have that petition. By the way, go to the petitions page on reclaimingtherepublic.org. Go there. Look for yourself. We have that petition out there. And you'll find that that petition provides the text. Now, I don't have the Word document up there yet. I'm kind of waiting for, you know, some final, yeah, that looks good, or you need to add this. I need to send it off to Bob. Bob's really busy, but hopefully I'll get Bob to take a look at it, because I don't care about Washington state law. I could easily start tying things to how Mr. Inslee is even violating the Washington state constitution. I don't think that's necessary. I believe that the Constitution is clear enough that nobody can make or create or enforce laws that take away our individual privileges and immunities. So go take a look at that and save it. It's a PDF file if you want to put it into your own file, or send me an email. I'll send you the Word document so you can start working on your own to removing your own governor like Little. Governor Little's out there, and he's violated his oath of office. There's plenty of governors that have violated their oath of office. They need to be removed. So what we're doing is, and if you haven't been following, We're going after the county commissioners because it is their job as elected servants to support the Constitution. It may not seem like it's in a binder, but it's right there in their oath that they will support the Constitution. And when the governor or anybody in public service that's above them is violating the Constitution, they must stand up and say cease and desist or be removed. And at this point, they need to remove Inslee. They need to start removing these tyrants. Now, we know that there's going to be these guys that don't think that there's any consequences to a First Amendment petition. Now, technically, we could, you know, it would take a long time to go through court, but we've got an election cycle in 2022. In less than a year, we will have the ability to hold by using these petitions. But what we want to do is we want you to get out and start getting these petitions, the signatures for this. So what I'm going to do is actually I need to put out the signatures listing, because what you need to do is you need to make sure you validate a person's name and their address. That's all we need. If you get their ID, get, you know, and get that information, then you put a check on that, that you have checked and validated, because I don't want their driver's license number. I don't want their social security number. What I want is that you actually validate that this person is a legitimate person and this is their address, because we don't care if they're a registered voter. We only care that they're a U.S. citizen, and get all of these signatures and then get them to start signing these petitions and get them engaged. This is how it snowballs. This is how it grows. And how long would it take if you look at the math, and if you look at if everybody brought one extra person to the table, in other words, it's kind of like that doubling penny. How long will it take before you have a million pennies if you take one penny and you double it every day? I think it's less than 30, you'll have a million. So if you understand what I just said, there is no reason why you can't get people to commit to sign, getting one other person to sign to remove Inslee from office in the state of Washington, to remove your governor. And, you know, 1 million people is almost, in some of these states, it's more than the whole state itself, like Wyoming and probably South Dakota. So my point is there's no reason why we're not expanding and actually getting these things done and signed. We just have to get people to commit. I can get a whole bunch of people to sign it, but they need to commit to getting another person to sign it. And then we could be tenfold ahead of time, because if I can get 50 people to sign, and if all of them each day could double that, then we would be at a million very quickly. But what we have to do is we have to commit to getting people to become aware of this petition. And in a part of this, and as a big part of this petition, we want them to understand that, hey, this isn't it. This is just the beginning. We're going to be attacking government with First Amendment petitions, and we're going to hold them accountable coming up this election. Because if they won't listen to the people, then the people will replace them with people that will. That's simple, okay? So let's go ahead and take a leap into some need-to-know news. And so one of the things that is, you know, out there is the Pentagon reveals religious exemption to bypass mandatory COVID vaccines. And so this is what G. Edward Griffin exposes. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin announced that all active duty forces in the military will be required to get COVID shots by September 15th, which is this week. Actually, it's today. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby said that there is a religious exemption possibility for any mandatory vaccine, and there's a process that we go through to counsel the individual, both from a medical and from a command perspective, about using a religious exemption. Now, see, here's the thing. It doesn't have to be a religious exemption. This is a conscientious objector. You have a right to be a conscientious objector. Medical exemptions are also possible, but more difficult to obtain. More than 70% of the Navy service members reportedly have received the vaccine. The Air Force reported a 65% vaccine rate, and the Army claims 50% of its service members have received at least one shot. Analyst Peggy Hall says the military may not legally force personnel to take the COVID. Peggy, I don't know who she is, but may not. They're absolutely not required. Now, when it comes to basic vaccinations, they are required. But when it comes to something that they could actually have a conscientious objection about in receiving mRNA, which is DNA editing, when they receive nanotechnology and metal and fetal tissue and those types of things that are within these vaccinations, anybody could say, hey, that is not a vaccine. And as a matter of fact, there's no science behind this. There has been no science behind this, and you have a conscientious right to reject this because this is not a vaccine. This is a test bed, and you are the testing grounds for them. Everybody is the testing grounds for them. We'll be right back after this.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
So here's an interesting thing, and actually it just came up. Literally, I was talking to this friend that was looking at, you know, the conspiracy, not necessarily conspiracies, but his analysis is pointing to, you know, it seems like things are happening, and things are happening now. I've been telling you that these... You know, if you're really looking and you're attuned, these are the last days. There's no doubt in my mind we are living in the time where we're seeing the last days coming forth. So anyway, as we kind of move forward in, you know, this concepts of what we have to do and actually what, not just concepts, actual plans of what we need to do, one of the things that came up in the conversation was, you know, he mentioned that his wife was watching a football game. He didn't want to have anything to do with it. And I go, that's interesting. I didn't even realize. I've not heard anybody talking about how excited they are because it's that time of year for football. Look at how things have changed over the course of the past 4 years. As we have seen our professional sports become so anti-American because of Trump, really? I don't think so. I think this is just a part of the bigger plan for the leftists, because it is about the Bolshevik Revolution. I believe that they think they're far enough along where they can, they've been emboldened to literally start attacking the Constitution, start attacking our history, and attacking the truth. This is why we're seeing our monuments go down. This is all a part of the Bolshevik Revolution. And there are plenty of people. The problem is there are plenty of people that are saying, what the heck's going on? But the problem is that there's not enough people that are saying, I'm fed up, I'm not putting up with this anymore, and I'm getting involved. Now, we're not asking you to go out there and counter-rally, counter-protest. We're asking you to do something far more effective. We're asking you to start signing petitions. Get involved. If you want to be the one that starts in your county, in your state, work with me. I will take that template and I will inject your stuff that will actually translate everything necessary so that you can take that petition and go out and get signatures and take it up to your county commissioners, your county supervisors, and get the ball rolling in your county and state. That's all you've got to do. And then that begins this whole process. If you've been listening to the last few weeks of shows, it's not like I've really held any cards to my chest here. They're all on the table now. We see what is necessary, what we see what needs to be done. The question is, are you ready to find challengers? Because that's something we're losing time on. You've only got till now until the filing for the upcoming election to get somebody in there to challenge the rhinos, because we know who the problems are. It's the rhinos. Quit thinking about Biden. Quit thinking about what's going on in D.C. As sad as it is, the tragedies are going to continue. He's going to abandon Americans left and right. He's going to further embolden and empower and give weapons to the enemy. He is not going to change what he's going to do. So you have to start demanding and getting your county turned around and getting your state turned around. This is the only way. We have to focus on the task at hand. That's it. Once we focus on the task at hand, we are going to become very successful. So, what is the next Need to Know News article? So, as we were talking, we did talk about this, about the religious exemption. So, the next one is teachers and critical race theory. So, something you may not have heard. You might have heard this, but Rhode Island, the state and local branches of the National Education Association and the Teachers Union filed a lawsuit this week against Nicole Solis, a mother who initiated hundreds of requests for public records seeking information about whether her daughter's school curriculum included the principles of critical race theory, which states that America's founding laws and instructions are based on white supremacy. She initially requested a copy of the curriculum and later broadened her request to include emails involving the school superintendent, teachers, and union officials. The lawsuit against Solis seeks to block the release of non-public records and to implement a balancing test that properly assesses the public's interest in the records at issue measured against the teacher's individual privacy rights. Now, I don't think the teachers, when the teachers are activists, they've already thrown their privacy to the side because they've injected their paradigm, they've injected their biases and their activism into the classroom. And when that happens, it doesn't matter. You know, we need to start rooting out the evil because we're so far along that we're actually good is being called evil and evil is being called good by those who seem to be in control of society. But let's move to the next one. U.S. Congressman introduces bill to ban the non-vax from domestic airline flights. Now, we've already kind of covered this before, I believe. But New York Democrat Rick Torres introduced a bill that would ban passengers who have not taken the COVID vaccine from traveling on domestic airline flights. It states that it would direct the Secretary of Homeland Security to ensure that any individuals traveling on a flight that departs from or arrives in an airport inside the United States or a territory of the United States is fully vaccinated against COVID-19. And for the other purposes, the Biden administration is now considering vaccine passports for interstate travel within the United States and is hoping to work with businesses to create a vaccine credentialing system. And he's already putting this out. I think we've got one of those stories that he's going after businesses with 100 employees or less. Are you kidding? Are you going to really sit down and take this? This is going to continue. Don't get up and fight this particular thing. You need to get up and fight every local public servant who is failing to support the Constitution, because if they were, they'd be going after the federal government by now, and they're not. And so this is why we have to invoke change at the local level. We have to change the focus from, you know, allowing the news narrative to actually take us over. Now, what we hear there, this is interesting, is that is actually an alarm coming up for me to actually get ready to take care of some personal stuff. So what we're going to do is, I got 3 minutes to finish this up, and I will be able to finish this up. What we're trying to get through here is this financial analyst, George Gammon. So this story explains how globalists plan to take your property. A 2016 blog post about a vision for 2030, as we've heard the Agenda 21, which is now the 2030 plan, on the World Economic Forum website, revealed that artificial intelligence will record everything that an individual does, thinks, and dreams. Homes will be owned by the government, and usage will be allocated according to AI algorithms based on central bank digital currency transactions. The goal is for individuals to own nothing and globalists to control everything. Gammon describes multiple strategies that have already begun and are being used to confiscate private property without force. This is where they want to head. Now, they're already doing these things by taking away your property. They're taking away your water rights. They're taking away your ability to do improvements, and or if you look at how they're going after the building industry, they're trying to shut things. They're trying to make homes and land cost so much that they step in and say, look, obviously only the rich can afford to have a house now. We're going to seize control of all of these things. Folks, this is coming. Once they start doing some of these things, it will be too late. You need to get out there and get your county commissioners to hold the line. If they don't, replace them. You will need to get your sheriff to hold the line. If he doesn't, replace him, replace her, replace all of these elected servants who are failing you by not supporting the Constitution. The next story, this is what we want to get into again. Los Angeles Fire Department captain declares war on vax tyranny. I don't know if you've seen this, but this fire department captain, this may have been on social media, I haven't seen it, but Captain Christian Granucci, a 31-year veteran with the department, risked his job by speaking out against the vaccine mandate that requires all city employees to take the COVID-19 vaccine or be tested twice per week or be terminated. He said that the firefighters union did nothing to stop the mandate and is a lockstep with tyranny. There are hundreds of workers against the COVID-19 vaccine who will sue the city if they attempt to enforce the edict. Granucci now is being investigated by the department for speaking out against city police while wearing his uniform. And so apparently the hat and black T-shirt might be construed as a uniform for him. I don't know. Anyway, California bill seeks jail time for demonstrators who protest at vaccination sites. How about that? Now, you don't have a right to protest, but they've convinced you that you do. And there's going to be talk here, I'm positive, there is going to be talk here that is going to speak to the First Amendment right of protest and denying you your right of speech and so forth. You don't have a right to get out there and protest like this, but we'll get into this. And we have one more segment, and we will be back. And I'm going to go take care of some medication. I'll be right back after this. Thank you so much.
Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to ReclaimingTheRepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we get into this next story, as I kind of led it into this, this is about the demonstrators who may be protesting vaccination sites. And I think that there's a lot of conservatives, you know, because even myself, a long time ago, as a matter of fact, when I just started on radio, I actually started, you know, telling people, because even though I understand that we have this First Amendment right of petition, I believe that we can, you know, use civil disobedience in one way and one way only to send a message. Now, it's kind of like I'm standing on hypocritical ground right here. But if you really want to send a message, go protest the media. Do it one at a time, you know, because you can't be at all TV stations. But what you can do is you can tip off TV stations that you're going to be shutting down this particular TV station. And, oh, you're going to be next. One of these days we'll shut you down. And you shut down a newspaper in your town. The main media feeds that is misinforming everybody. You go and shut them down. You basically do this break the law type of thing and, you know, take your lumps with it, just like every other protester does. But at least you're sending the message, because people are going, why are they shutting down the media? Because they are the culprits that are, you know, propagating propaganda. Propagating propaganda, there you go. Anyway, or promulgating, however you want to say it. Both are appropriate. And so, anyway, California protesters, including doctors and nurses, have been peacefully demonstrating outside of hospitals recently, sparking the ire of those pushing the COVID vaccine agenda. A new bill would ban anti-vaccine protests outside the vaccination sites, including hospitals and doctor's offices. Protesters would face 6 months imprisonment plus a fine if the bill is passed in California. And so, you know, there's not a lot of people. He didn't go there. I didn't actually look at this. I've got all these stories stacked up. And it's good to know that, you know, G. Edward Griffin is just kind of reporting. I guess if you get into the details here, he's probably just talking about the facts of, you know, what they're doing and the bill itself. But I think here's his final comment. It seems the political class in California is very much afraid of freedom protesters like the kind who took it to the streets outside the harbor of UCLA Medical Center on Sunday. So, he's not speaking out against protesting. We need to start educating people that we don't have the right to protest. We don't have a right to be, you know, uncivil and riot and, you know, create insurrections or what have you. We have a responsibility as U.S. citizens to support the Constitution and utilize the mechanisms within the Constitution. So anyway, the next one is the FDA only approved Pfizer's experimental mRNA vaccine for emergency use last year after President Trump's chief of staff threatened the FDA commissioner to approve it by December 11th. Now, see, these Trump supporters, how are they not upset about this? Anyway, or be fired by the end of the day. The U.S. is rolling out a third shot, the booster, despite zero clinical trials being done to show their effectiveness or side effects. Now, I guess the ancillary consequence or the outcome is because Trump actually rushed this out and because they came out with a hesitation and only, you know, authorized it for emergency uses, then it wasn't a full-fledged approved by the FDA. If you understand what I'm saying, in some ways that actually has created this, that's not truly an FDA-approved vaccine. How can they force this down your throat? It's these nuances that are existing, and because it was an administration that the FDA did not support, they're a part of the deep state, so it's kind of interesting that they themselves created this little layer of protection because they truly didn't actually authorize this. The clinical trials were ruined after many people who were in the placebo group dropped out and took the vaccine, breaking the trial. In a stunning admission last week, CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said that the vaccine may be making the disease worse and said, "We are seeing concerning evidence of waning vaccine effectiveness over time and against the Delta variants. Additionally, reports from our international colleagues, including Israel, suggest increased risk of severe disease among those vaccinated early." Interesting. Interesting, interesting. Now, the inventor of the mRNA, everybody knows that he basically said that they've approved the wrong vaccine. So I won't even go into that because that's kind of a moot issue. But Biden wants all employees of nursing homes to be vaxxed, but exempts hospitals. And so that was a while ago. Let me see. What was the date of this? It was the 25th of August. Now Biden is going, he's backtracking. He's walking this back and basically saying, we want everybody. They're going to get to a point where they keep on ratcheting and ratcheting. They say, we just want to do this. It's kind of like Hitler. Well, I only want a little part of France. And then he wants all of France. It's a sleight of the hand. This is what G. Edward Griffin is reporting. President Biden announced that all nursing homes should require their staff members to be vaccinated against COVID-19 in order to continue receiving Medicare and Medicaid funding. The new mandate, here you see, they're playing these games. If we're going to take your funding, why are they even funding this crap? Why is this? Why do they even have this kind of leverage? It's not in the Constitution. The new mandate could take effect as soon as next month. nursing homes are being singled out while hospitals, clinics, and home health agencies and others that get Medicaid and Medicare funds were not threatened. Some nursing homes. So why is it that they want the people that are caring for the most vulnerable to take this COVID vaccination? Well, because they're actually will be carrying the disease into these old folks' homes, and they're going to kill them. You have to understand there is a reason why us with gray hair are being targeted. We're conceived and perceived as the enemy because we know what's going on. We understand what they're doing. At least most people at least get the fact that this is wrong and we should be voting to replace these people in the upcoming. I don't want to use the word resistance. We are the pushback. I mean, we are the voice of reality. We're the ones that are actually speaking to what things really are. And that's what you're hearing out of all the conservative entertainers. You're hearing a lot of clarity of what's really going on. Unfortunately, it is completely obscuring what we need to do and how we take this country back. Next story. This is about the U.S. Homeland Security insider blows the whistle on a child sex trafficking gangs. A whistleblower inside the Department of Homeland Security said that known criminal gang members who are listed on the transitional organized crime watch list because they cause trouble in other countries are being allowed to cross the border and come into the United States so long as they say their lives would be in danger if they return to their country of origin. This changes the normal process of immigration, allowing their names to be removed from the watch list, and they can receive protection similar to asylum seekers. These criminals are even issued work permits. The whistleblower stated that all of these transitional criminal organizations are involved in child sex trafficking. Gang members are sponsoring and taking custody as the guardians of unaccompanied children who cross the country border or who cross the border into the U.S. Children are being enslaved while America is overtaken by criminals. What's it going to take, folks? I mean, are you really going to sit here and watch this debauchery, these terrible acts being done to the most innocent and the most vulnerable? I mean, there's nobody that's more vulnerable than a child, especially an unborn child as well. Why is it that we're not uniting on taking the government to task on what they're doing is being it's all unconstitutional, and holding them to that and forcing them back into the box? They can't make regulations. They can't make these laws. Why are we allowing this to happen? The only way we can actually stop this is by getting the states to step forward and demand full compliance to their compact. So let me go into the next story. I think we've got time. Nope, we don't have time. I just ran out. As I looked over my shoulder, I just realized we ran out. So I want you to know this Friday is Constitution Day. This coming Friday is Constitution Day. We're going to start reading the Constitution this Friday, and we're going to go through all of the articles and all of the amendments. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. Tomorrow's marketing. God bless.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure,
In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.